A number of books have followed on the heels of the Preppy Handbook, little tomes addressed to certain lifestyles. One of the latest is Redneckin'. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Catherine Jensen of McAllister, Oklahoma, site of the world-famous McAllister Penitentiary, is the author of a paperback guide to being a redneck.
Redneck is just a basic kind of person who lives a simple life, who works hard all week long so he can make enough to get along on, and then goes out on a Friday or a Saturday night, dances, drives his pickup truck, of course, eats the right kind of food, fried steak, chicken fried if you can get it, fried okra, wears western clothes with silk fronts on his shirt and pearlized snap buttons up and down it.
Jensen says a Yahoo is anyone who is not a redneck, anyone who says you skies instead of you all. She says there's no reason on God's earth to be named Winthrop. That's why rednecks like double names, such as Billy Bob or Debbie Jewel. Jensen says rednecks drink milk and RC Cola, and drinking booze is a real challenge in places like Oklahoma.
We're dry on the books, but in reality, we're about as wet as you can get and still move along without leaving puddles behind you. If you want to know the truth, you can get alcohol anywhere. You can't buy liquor by the drink in Oklahoma. I think we are the only state left where you can't buy liquor by the drink. But all you got to do is turn into what we call a redneck brown bagger. You go out and buy your own bottle, put it in a brown bag, and carry it with you.
Jensen says rednecks admire abandoned cars and refrigerators in the front yard.
We don't consider any of that junk. We consider it inventory or make and do stuff. The reason that you see that so often is that one of the favorite ways to make a living that rednecks have is what we call trading around. You keep everything you run onto, you trade for everything you find, because someday some old boy is going to need what you got in his business, you can turn around and turn it green.
Finally, it should be noted that the official redneck mascot is the armadillo. Catherine Jensen is the author of Redneckin', and proud of it. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.